Thank you. God bless you. Well, the title of my sharing tonight is Count Your Blessings. I trust we are counting our blessings. You know, one of my favorite songs is Count Your Blessings. And sometimes I cannot find enough words to express my gratitude. But our Heavenly Father reminds us that He loves us daily with the benefits of His blessings. This is what we read in Psalms 68:19. Please, let's go to Psalms 68:19. And I'll be using the King James and the NLT versions. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. I would like to remind you and I how truly blessed we are each and every day. So, we cannot look past the wonderful, wonderful things God gives us. We need to slow down and not allow our lives to become so busy with the challenges life throws at us. And boy, does it throw them at us. So, let's not look past His blessings that He wants us to enjoy. And we do not want to go down the path of frustration and joyless lives filled with many disappointments. So, let's remember what it says in Psalms 103:2. Psalms 103:2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. /blessings. You know, every good thing we have, every good thing we have has been given to us by God to help us enjoy our lives and the blessings He gives us. Amen. Well, I believe at the top of the list of our blessings has to be our health. Why else would His word say to prosper and be in health? Let's read 3 John 1:2. 3 John 1:2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. That's God's care. Definitely, that is God's care. Please go to Acts 3, verses 6 through 8. Acts 3, 6 through 8. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked, and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. You see, his health was restored. And do you know what? We can claim and enjoy our health today. Amen for that. Oh, this is so exciting. Now, how about his wisdom in a situation or circumstance? Look at Proverbs, please, chapter 2, verse 6. Proverbs 2, 6. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Who knows better? God, right? Let's read Proverbs 8, 11. Proverbs 8:11. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. Ha! Wisdom can be priceless, definitely. Let's now look at Proverbs 3, verse 13. Proverbs 3:13. Joyful is the person who finds wisdom, the one who gains understanding. Huh. So you see, we seek and we find. Thank God for that, right? Also, there are more and more of his blessings to count. How about safety and his peace? Please, go to Psalms 4. Chapter 8. In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, will keep me safe. What a comfort this brings to our hearts, right? Let's read Romans 15:13. Romans 15:13. I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in Him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. God only fills us with His best.
Yep,
amen. Well, I would like to close with a verse, but before that, let's enjoy this song. Be ready, you might want to sing this.
When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done.
Count your blessings, name them one by one, count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done.
Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by.
Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done.
When you look at others with their land and gold, think that Christ has promised you his wealth untold. Count your many blessings money cannot buy, your reward in heaven nor your home on high.
Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done.
Amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend, help and comfort give you to your journey's end.
Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done.
Wow. Are you energized now? We're almost dancing here. Well, God is blessing us abundantly every minute of the day, right? So we have the opportunity to bless others with His peace, joy, and His blessings in our lives. Let's not allow this opportunity to pass. Now, let's close with these comforting words. Please go to Psalms 30, verse 12. Psalms 30, verse 12. To the end that my glory may sing praise to thee, and not to be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. Now, remembering we've been blessed with enough to give enough. And amen, amen. So Heavenly Daddy, thank you, Lord. Thank you for all your blessings that you freely give us so that we can also bless others. You truly prosper our lives with loving help. Thank you so much for your beautiful love and your love and your blessings. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.